Guys, welcome back to the Sass with Class podcast with your hosts Carla
and Tyler. In today's episode, we're talking about horror stories.
Very spooky horror stories.
So hold on to your wigs because here we go.
Alrighty, so where should we start?
I'm saying at the very beginning, because that is a very good place to start.
Alright. Your sugar, or your almost-to-be sugar daddy?
Well, okay. So, if y'all don't know this, well, welcome to the podcast, by the way.
But welcome.
If you're a new-time listener, welcome.
Hopefully.
But we had a little craziness that ensued this week, and I almost got a sugar daddy.
You were so close. I mean, I kind of helped because I didn't want you to get kidnapped.
We were so close.
So close. I mean, you would have gotten all the money, but still. Close.
Do you know what this man wanted?
No, start from the beginning, how it started.
Okay, so I'm just on Grindr, just minding my own business.
Of course.
Looking for a man, not to hook up with, but just to talk to, because I ain't got time for that. So I'm talking, and all of a sudden I get this little red notification. And so it says, I'll read you the exact quote. I don't think you've heard the exact quote, have you?
I think you've sent it to me over text, but I don't think I read it fully, so quote it to me.
Let me see. I'm sorry, I just have a lot of men. Sorry.
Of course.
But none of them respond back to me, so.
Or they're just stupid. Anyways.
So, the quote says, "Hello, my baby." It's starting off well. I'd like to know if you will be my sugar baby. For a start, I will pay you $500 to twice a week for weekly allowance. If that's going to be enough for you, please text me on Kick.
And of course, since his username, whatever. Yeah. I tell Tyler, get on it. He does. He's an attractive looking man, you know, talking, whatever, you know. You guys were just talking simple. Trying to get to know each other, right?
Yes.
And then it gets to the payment part.
The payment part's a situation.
The payment part does not make any sense. So if any of you sugar babies out there, if you listen, we will tag on Twitter. You know what we should tag it as? Sugar babies.
Hashtag sassy sugar babies.
Yeah, or just sugar babies. Anyways, it said, you will need to give me a $15 Amazon card.
$15.
So my accountant can give you my account number, which then will take it to PayPal somehow?
I don't know how, but it will.
Apparently.
He wasn't like answering any of the questions that I was asking. He would always just ask, get the $15 Amazon card.
Yeah, just straight up, just, where's the $15? Like, no, like.
And so I would ask. And so I kept asking him questions about it, and he would get mad about the subject.
Yes, every single time. From what I've learned is that you don't need, maybe I'm wrong, because I don't think you can get an account number off an Amazon card.
I don't think so.
But he should just transfer the money through PayPal. My guess.
Short to say, I don't have a sugar daddy.
Sadly. He was an attractive man.
He wasn't attractive, but he was a Marine.
Yeah, but we can't forget that. He was a Marine. Never to message you back, sadly.
So, if you're a sugar daddy now. Hi. It's me. Just hit me up.
I'm loving it. You really need one, though, because Well, I mean, I need one too, but you know.
You have
to. Whatever. Maybe. Yeah. Anyways, the biggest thing that I cannot get over that happened this week as well was that there was a married woman.
Okay, so let me tell this story. You want to? Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead because you said that to me too.
So we live in this very small rural town in America.
In New Mexico. Don't say where, but.
In New Mexico. If you know New Mexico, hi.
Hi.
You know how small our towns are.
Yes.
So anyway. So I'm going through Facebook, and you know how they have like those yard sale things on Facebook?
Yes, like farming, like, and then yeah. Yard imagine sale.
So I imagine all you people out there who are not listening say yes, so
yeah.
We're good. So then, I'm trying to find it. Hold on. It says, that's my doctor. I just went too far. Where is it? Did I erase it?
Well, all I know is that.
Did they erase it off of here?
They probably did, because they probably were like bashing the woman who posted
it. Here it is. So this says, so the advertisement is, you all ready? It says the female is cheating on her husband. She got caught. Her husband preaches about people who drink in the bars and don't look at his own wife, and there's 4 pictures of her on a date.
With another man with a drink at Chili's.
If y'all know Chili's, it's not a very good place to meet.
I mean, it's a, I don't know. I don't like Chili's.
Well, our one run down, but
I don't know. I like Applebee's more. Anyways.
Oh, sorry, Chili's, if you're listening.
Sponsor. Nah, they won't fucking sponsor us. Anyways, it was crazy. She posted it all on those yard sales. Like, I wonder what happened.
I don't know.
Oh, I have another one as well.
I don't know about this one.
So, it was a while back. I think it's like a couple months ago, perhaps. So, it said, can anybody, not selling, but can anybody give my girlfriend a ride? And in the description, it said, I would like for somebody to pick up my girlfriend. She was with some guy in the hills. And, like, all the, like, I guess, and it said along the lines, like, he tried to, like, do stuff with her. And, like, people were like, why is she with another guy? And he's all, he's like, it doesn't really matter right now. I'm like, what? You're okay with that? Like, it was crazy.
That sounds nuts. We live in a very ghetto town, for all y'all listening.
We live in a very ghetto town. Like, it's not, like, bad, but it's getting there.
And it's very true.
It's a sad little town. Now,
very sad. Very, 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 very sad.
Now, I heard that you started college today.
I did start college.
And you wanted to fight people already.
Oh, yes, I did. I wanted to fight people already because this white girl was looking at me and giving me the dirtiest look in the world. And I looked at her and she just rolled her eyes.
They're so nice.
And I was, I know. And I also went to the bookstore today.
Oh.
To try to get my book that I need for my class. And she said, listen, it's not going to be in till tomorrow. Have a nice day. And so I'm eating lunch at our lovely student union building, which is not very delicious. It looked but good, though. It'll do.
That meal you had, that looked really good.
It looked really good. It was okay. It was all right.
I'm glad you liked it. That's all that matters.
And I got an email saying, your book is ready. And so I ran down there and got my book.
He was livid. Livid.
I was livid. So I was on the phone for it and with Carla. And the guy, when I was getting my book, he said, okay, here's your book. You can highlight it, mark it, and whatever, but just don't color in it.
Like, they must have had issues. There must have been an issue that they were not being aware of.
And so now we're here. In my dorm.
And I'm at home.
Jesus slept.
My favorite college story. I mean, this is my favorite.
Wait.
What?
Wait. Before you get into that detail, I think it's time for a little breaky break. What do you say?
Oh, I say it's time for a breaky break. Let's have a breakdown.
So we'll be right back after this quick minute break.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. It is Tyler with the SassyCast podcast on the Anchor app. And I want to tell you about a few things how you can get plugged in with our social media. For one, if you have any questions or any juicy details or anything you want to tell us, you can email us at sasswithclasspodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is sasswithclasspodcast@gmail.com. Or if you're a Twitter-friendly person, you can follow us on Twitter at podcastsass. And once again, you can follow us at Twitter at podcastsass. And DM us, tell us what you like about the show, or any tea you need to spill. All right, let's go back to the show.
All righty, are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Right. My college...
Oh, yes, because you have many.
Well, this is the only, like... Oh, no, I do have many. Anyways. Well, I had psychology I think it was my senior year of high school, but I was taking college classes. As I was taking them, I have psychology, and I don't remember what the book is called. Probably somebody can help me. But there's this book where it can tell you, hey, this person has this or this person has that. It'll tell you, like, this person has multiple disorders, personalities. And we have to take cases and figure them out. There was one particular one that stuck with me. The reason being, because it was... as I can remember clearly, a war veteran who changed dramatically, like, from whatever war.
The war.
And something else in the case, and that made it more, like, worse for him. And he committed a crime or something. And the whole class was saying it is PTSD with anxiety. Now, everybody agrees, except two people. A former and still active military woman, who's in the army at the moment, says, and I quote, "I don't think it's PTSD because PTSD is not real." I kid you not. Only one other person was like, "You're right." The whole class, even the teacher, was like, "What?"
Oh.
And like, everybody, I was just like,
"Oh God, here we go."
That whole class was just like, "You're like out of line. Like, step back." And she made
Come back to reality, baby.
Like, that whole class, she would like try to start a fight with everybody, like an argument. She was one of those people, like, if you said something, she'll try to like be devil's advocate or like do it more on purpose.
Call her out.
And we have. And the teacher was like,
"Call her out now."
Oh, I don't know her name. I don't remember her. All I remember is that she was in the military and didn't believe in PTSD. Which, I mean, don't. That is fine. But when you look at it from a real medical point, you know, maybe, you know. I hated it. Like, the teacher was like, they are... like it more of like, I don't think she understands what she's saying, and what she says doesn't make sense. It makes her look kind of dumb. And I died. I hate, like, she was the coolest teacher, but those two made it worse. Made them so horrendous. I hated them. And I see the guy, he dogs me down. I'm like, what are you gonna do? What?
She would know if she saw them.
And I never seen, like, so did she deploy? Like, where are you?
So I have a question for you.
Yes.
How was your first day of college?
Well, for me, I was taking classes during high school, or my actual first day of college.
Mm-hmm.
My tell actual first happened. Day of college?
No, tell them what happened this year. Why are you in college?
Oh, why I'm not in college?
Yeah.
Oh, well, long story short, I got in a car crash, and I had English and a math, which was a free math, which, I mean, didn't really matter to me because I hate math, but this math was very basic, starting from the very beginning, like adding and multiplying, which, I mean, I don't mind, because, you know, I got into that mess. Teaching me how to add all over again. I'm good. Anyways, got in a car crash. I didn't have my English book. And so I was already behind. And once I got back, I was already way too behind. So then my scholarships were like, oh, you're not taking 12-hour credit out, like credit classes. So they took them away. And so I have to pay $400-ish. And I have to retake classes because they're not A's for the nursing program. So, you know, I think it was God's way for me to chill out before I get into more debt. I'm telling
you
to
get your fucking shit.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, that's all right. Trying to find a new job. So whichever happens, happens, you know? Excuse me.
She applied at this one place. And I'm so excited for her to see if she gets it.
Oh, I know. I have to go tomorrow. Oh, I still... Did I tell you?
No.
I have the interview with the Aflac lady tomorrow.
By the way, she got a job offer at Aflac, you know, like the duck.
Yeah, but it's all, like, commission. So I'm not really sure about this. Because what if I can't sell? Send good vibes.
Send good vibrations, too.
I don't know what else. Oh, keep going.
So, a little horror story for myself.
Yes.
I don't have a roommate, but I have what's called suite mates. So we live on the same floor.
Oh, not these excited. People
are messy. Messy, I tell you.
When we mean messy, messy.
So I bought a nice rug for them.
I mean for you, but...
For me, but it's for them too.
Yeah.
And they just kicked it aside.
They're just douchebags.
So if you're listening, people, y'all get on my nerves.
I doubt that they're listening. And if they were, I'd be surprised. I'd be very surprised.
Me too. I'd be very surprised.
And then got into
this one guy. I know. Oh, and this one guy who is my sweet mate, he's over 6 foot.
Ooh.
And he's dating like a 5 foot person.
Oh.
I want that for me.
Oh. Is she pretty?
Yeah. She's okay.
That's what I was going to say.
So Miss Carla has a few shout outs she would like to give to people.
I don't know their usernames, but they were the Twitter It was the Twitter group that we were added on to. And now we have 40 followers.
And hopefully on pretty Twitter. Soon. And so thank you to...
I don't have
Friday, a name. Gayest Podcast. VDC Clinic, VDC Clinic Pod. BS Pod PHX. Scream Kings Pod. Still Queer AF. Freeopoly. MGN Podcast. BWT H Podcast. Lost Treasure Pod. Mike Amarando. At Enough underscore Gay. Maddie underscore Zaddy.
There's a lot.
And yeah. That's all of us.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for adding us and giving us followers.
And giving us advice how to do everything.
Yes, because we definitely need it. We definitely need it.
Yes, of course.
Hopefully we get more listeners. We will be...
Yes.
Because I'm very excited to see what this holds for us.
Whole journey. Yes, because I'm excited. I'm excited to be doing this every week.
Me too. Almost every week. We'll try.
We'll try. So I think it's time for a break. And when we come back, we'll have our last segment of the night.
And we'll see what we come up with.
It's going to be a hot topic section. So...
Oh, stay tuned. I forgot about that. Hey guys.
So stay tuned.
Alrighty, our technical difficulties are out of the way.
We have some technical difficulties.
A lot. But I think it'll get better over time.
Hope so.
Alright, now what's our hot topics? Anything, right?
Yes, we have a few hot topics. Let me start off with... Go ahead, what did yours?
Well, mine's are what are our guilty pleasures? Guilty pleasures.
Oh, I have a lot. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. Mine are like, but they make me happy. Not like in that weird way, like how people are. But I don't know. I also like the gym sometimes. That's like a guilty pleasure because if I don't do it, then I feel fat.
Can what you call it be a guilty pleasure food?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so my guilty pleasure is putting Reese's in like the freezer / fridge and let them get cold. And they're great.
Ew, do they taste... Well, no. Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I could deal with that. I'm allergic to peanut butter, so I can't eat anything with peanuts.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, everything's wrong with me. Like, my knees are bad. I have a terrible stomach. Like, if I eat anything spicy, remotely spicy, I could get, like... I could just die. And I'm allergic... Oh, and I have terrible vision, so...
So you all fucked up.
Yeah. So if I ever have kids, they're either going to have terrible vision or fucked up.
So someone's going to be wrong.
Yeah. What's another?
I don't know. I don't really have that many.
No, my best guilty pleasure is like chips. Like hot Cheetos. They were my guilty pleasure. I've been starting to eat that Boom Chicka Pop popcorn.
How was that?
It's wonderful. It's all kettle corn. So I love kettle corn. So whenever the fair is here, you know where to find me.
At the kettle corn station?
Yes.
Getting fancy, I see.
Oh my god, I love that much kettle corn. Like, it's amazing.
So now you all know where to find her.
Or, I don't know, I don't have that many guilty pleasures. Ooh, this place called Blake's Burritos in New Mexico is the bomb.
If y'all from New Mexico, y'all know what that is.
Only I like the burritos. I love the burritos.
I like their hamburgers.
See, like, I like their hamburgers, except that they put too much green chili if you ask for it.
Yeah, that's right on the side.
Yeah, I know. But it's spicy. You know it's real New Mexican chili when it's spicy.
Of course.
You know who our bestie is?
Who?
The one that thinks Tex-Mex food is real Mexican food.
I don't want to talk about her.
Whole podcast and a half if we had time.
So be prepared.
It's a... Oh my god. I can't get out. I can't, like... If you thought my PTSD story was bad, imagine that person, like, twice as bad.
Just wait.
You know what we haven't talked about?
What?
Our high school choir experience.
Well, that'll be next podcast.
Choir. Choir was my favorite.
And theater was my favorite. So we'll talk about our high school experiences next podcast.
Rugby. If any of y'all are in sports, you know, hit your girl up. Because I want to get into softball. But since I'm already too old, I'm like, I can't get into rugby again unless I go to, like, a big university, you know?
Or where I'm at.
They have rugby there?
They're starting one this fall.
Yeah, but you have to be signed up.
It's a club.
Oh. Wait, for real? Like, you're not joking with me?
No, I'm not joking, bitch.
So wait, if it's a club, can I get in it?
I don't know.
You should figure that out.
Okay, well, I go figure that out. That's going to do it for this podcast.
Yeah, sadly, guys.
So, thank you guys for tuning in with Sass with Class Podcast.
With your hosts,
Carla. And Tyler. And once again, you can follow us at Twitter at PodcastSass.
No, is that right?
Yeah.
With Class Podcast.
No, Twitter didn't want that long handle, so it's Podcast Sass.
Wow, how rude, Twitter. Anyways.
Alrighty.
Alright, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.